This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The healthcare debate is back front and center.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. We've heard a lot about the contentious healthcare debate in the past few months, but this morning, for the first time, the White House releases an actual proposal. Marketplace's Gregory Warner joins us live from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. He's got the early scoop on one big detail of the plan. Gregory, good morning.
Good morning.
So the idea here is what, an insurance company says they want to raise premiums and the federal government can come in and say no?
There would be the 7-member federal commission that could say no to rate hikes. Now, the states already have this power, but the states haven't had much heft, you know, when it comes to capping rates. Look at what happened in California.
And this was a case where Anthem Blue Cross proposed raising rates in the Golden State by like, what, 39%?
Exactly. And a lot of people I've talked to say that a federal commission isn't going to do much better than the states at capping rates because the real problem isn't lack of regulation, it's the market. All these giant rate increases are on the individual and the small group market. I talked to Dan Mendelson of Avalere Health. It's a healthcare advisory firm in Washington.
There has to be an individual mandate and a mandate on businesses to make this construct work. There's no other alternative.
So Mendelson says that when healthy people have the choice of saying, hey, you know, I feel fine, I'm not going to pay for insurance this year, then the premiums go up to cover everybody else.
So the concept, Gregory, is that you force healthy people to buy in to keep the prices low.
Well, right. And the idea is you bring people into these exchanges, which are supposed to correct the market imbalances. So the idea is if I'm shopping for insurance, I don't need a federal commission to regulate prices because I have consumer power. I'm going to go with whatever company's offering me the best price.
Marketplace's Gregory Warner with us from our health desk live in Philadelphia. Gregory, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are mixed right now. FTSE's up just a little bit. Stocks closed higher in Asia today, an average of about 2.5% for Hong Kong and Tokyo. Markets here at home gained an average of 3% last week. The Dow closed Friday at 10,402. Just a few days before Toyota's president testifies before Congress, and this morning a report says 2009 internal company documents boasted about the company's money savings by limiting the recall for safety issues. Soon we're going to get more details about a bipartisan commission looking at the country's rising deficits. President Obama's wanting to get a group together, but that's been consumed by politics. Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan is with us this morning to talk about those huge deficits. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
When was the last time we got rid of federal budget deficits, and how did that happen?
It was in the Clinton days, and what happened was that revenues came in much higher than people expected. The defense budget was starting to shrink. The guys in Clinton's shop actually knew something about markets. And finally, there was gridlock in Washington because Republicans controlled Congress and didn't get to cut taxes, but they didn't let the Democrats increase spending. So things took care of themselves.
Okay, so today we have gridlock in Washington, but what do we do about the enormous deficits before us right now?
Well, gridlock now is not working to our advantage because there things were fundamentally okay. Now things are not fundamentally okay, and we're going to have to cut spending a lot, which I doubt we'll do, or increase revenues a lot with a value-added tax, a national sales tax, or something like that in order to make everything balance, and gridlock here is not our friend.
How do you get those items through?
Well, you'd like to think that maybe when push comes to shove, the people in Washington really are patriots and care about something other than getting themselves elected and will engage in shared sacrifice, which will be hitting people like me by reducing our Social Security benefits, by putting in this tax, by curbing spending, and by acting like we're a country instead of a collection of warring tribes.
Alas, Alan, they are politicians, though, in Washington, and there's a lot of posturing going on over the deficit. I mean, why should everyday Americans care about this?
Because we and our children have to pay the bill for this, And one day, if we are not careful, we're going to end up like Greece, whose problem is it owes a lot of money and in a currency it can't print. One day, if we are not careful, people in the rest of the world will not take dollars. They'll make us borrow euros or yuan or something that looks like a real currency, and it's going to be really, really ugly.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan with us this morning. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By the New Harvard Business Review, a source of smart thinking for today's business world. The revival of smart begins at HBR.org. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services.
The German airline Lufthansa has asked a judge to step in and stop a 4-day strike by pilots that began today. It is already the largest strike in German air history, canceling hundreds of flights, including many transatlantic routes. From London, Christopher Worth has more.
The company has called the strike disproportionate and hopes the court will ban the work stoppage within the next 24 hours. For their part, the pilots say they're worried about job security. They accuse Lufthansa of shifting work to its other European carriers, which have lower costs and less favorable conditions for their pilots. Eric Hyman is with DB Research in Frankfurt. He says the strike will be felt in the U.S.
The Lufthansa is obviously the major operator from flights from Germany to the United States. However, some passengers may change their travel plans. Then other companies can benefit from the strikes at Lufthansa.
The German company estimates the employee action could cost it roughly $34 million a day. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
And finally, during intense negotiations with Delta Airlines last June, Atlanta's airport chief Ben DaCosta left his recordable spy pen on the table. The device was on and picked up everything in the room. The airline found the pen, listened to what it recorded, and complained to the city of Atlanta. Officials there investigated and said DaCosta didn't intend to do anything wrong. Delta accepted the findings and then closed the matter. And for his part, DaCosta accused the airline of trying to steal his pen. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.